She sent laughing faces. And then I was like, the arch in your back would look like the McDonald's logo.
That's disgusting because there's two.
You're right.
Arches. In the McDonald's logo, there are arches.
Her legs would be up like this, and her back would be arched.
I gotta find a way.
Your fucking vagina so good.
I gotta find a way to make it
full London Bridge.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get a table that mounts to the floor, so even when you hit it, it doesn't move. Because when you hit it, you hear it in the mic. Yeah. How about we stop doing that?
Oh.
What?
Guess what?
What?
You're gonna love this shit.
We're recording.
Oh, we are.
Yeah. What? What shit am I gonna love?
Bob electrified the shed.
We got a studio, bitches, in a trailer park.
That's awesome. Speaking of electric,
you're coming.
Speaking of electric, right? My cousin, her husband, technically now he's my cousin, you know, marriage, whatever. Manresa Electric, right?
Okay.
I'm not plugging here.
I know you are.
I'm kind of out, but. So if you go down 9D, on the right hand side, you got Alpine Drive, you got the apartments over there. The billboard that's on the left. It's his billboard for his company.
Okay.
I think that's pretty badass.
That's cool.
He's a pretty good electrician. To the point where he has his own company now, obviously. And probably get you, you know.
He's got his electric was already figured out. That's the problem. You're telling us too late. That's why I'm looking at you like, uh-huh. Yeah.
It's too late.
You're like 2.5 weeks too late.
So I got something to say. We got to talk about what happened last night.
Oh, yo. My God. Please, please. Where can I start or do you want to start? We took a trip to Massachusetts for him last night, right? Last night. Yeah, we got there at like 9
y'all
o'clock.
Y'all went last week.
And then we went last night.
Yeah, we went last night.
All right. Yep.
Okay. So last night we go. And first of all, I love what McDonald's is doing with Pokemon cards. But I hate McDonald's food. I really do. It's such a conflict of interest. I eat it and I want to throw up afterwards every time. So, but every time I go with him, I make him get a Happy Meal.
I feel such an embarrassed, like,
I don't care. I don't even care anymore. Now I'm just like, give me a fucking Happy Meal, all right? Make sure it's the right one, though.
I want the Pokemon cards.
Yeah. So we go, can I get a cheeseburger Happy Meal?
They don't make those. You have to put cheese on it.
Yeah. What?
They make hamburger
and chicken nugget Happy
chicken
Meals.
Nugget ones.
All right.
Yeah, they make cheeseburger ones.
I'll bet you a dollar on that one. We'll go down there right now. Let's walk.
It's right around the corner. Walk. What?
Oh, what? You fat? Can't walk?
No, I just want to go to the drive-thru.
Oh, actually, hold on. No. Wait. Listen to me. Go with me. Just link in with me on this one. Yeah, we'll walk. Okay. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
After this. No. Once we're done with this, we're going to go.
Okay.
Remember that he said that because this fat fuck, he's bitching on the way back. He's walking to the end of the driveway going, oh, this is a bad idea.
Yeah,
this is a bad idea. I'm telling you,
I'm gonna pull a
hamstring. We can take Bandit for a walk.
Yeah, we can take Bandit for a walk.
Down McDonald's.
Did you know we can't leave the kids? I'm here with the kids.
Listen. Did you know, fun fact, that the loop of the arterial is only like 3 miles from
did
like
not
top
care.
To bottom?
We gotta sit down.
It's not a long walk.
Yeah, so anyway, back to the story. We get to the drive-thru at McDonald's. He orders a cheeseburger, Happy Meal with no pickles, extra fries, and a Coke. This is the best part. The lady's response is so fucking key and on point that we should have called this right here. She said, okay, cool. What sauce do you want with that?
Fucked up right there.
You want a fucking cheeseburger, right?
And I meekly said, I don't think... a cheeseburger is supposed to come with sauce.
He didn't say it to her, though. He said it to me. I'm driving, so I'm the one talking to her.
She probably heard you.
Yeah. You know, and this is where it gets even fucking better.
Which one is this out there?
This is out next to Theory. The one next to Theory in Great Barrington. So we pull up, and I look at her, and I'm like, there you go, Crunchy. There's a girlfriend for you. Like 30-something years old, works at McDonald's, no real aspirations in life. I'm talking mad shit. And she's looking at me as I'm saying this on the other side of the glass making coffee.
Oh, the window's closed.
And the window's closed. Her window, not mine.
Yeah.
And then we get the food. And it took like 7 minutes too.
Yeah,
it took like Mad Max
out of that parking lot.
And I
but like,
sped
what
off
time was
that? 9:20 at night.
So maybe they close at 10, and at that hour you're making everything fresh, which is probably better anyway.
Yeah. So we're on the road, and he's like, turn the fuck around. I'm like, what? He's like, she fucked this all up.
Yeah.
She's like, this isn't a cheeseburger happy meal. No wonder she hates me for fucking sauce. 8 chicken nuggets stuffed in a 4-piece box.
Yeah. Right?
To the guy with no top row of teeth who can't eat chicken nuggets.
And then, like, a large fry.
A large fry just dumps in the box.
I'm like,
and you know how he's nice? You know, like, he fucks around and we all make fun of each other? And, like, all honesty, it's just a joke. He was mean the entire ride home.
I would be too.
He was like, turn the fuck around. I get in the turning lane. I'm about to turn the parking lot. He's like, I'm just joking. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I'm like, you fucking asshole.
You're an asshole for that.
And then the entire ride, he's like, fuck this bitch. Fuck her. Fuck this bitch. Ruined my whole fucking night. My fucking mouth hurts.
I had to eat something. So I soldiered through it, and it was a miserable.
Bro, no. You're underselling how fucking hilarious. This ride back was priceless.
I would have been shit-talking this woman's entire existence the whole way home.
He was. That's exactly what he was doing. He was shit-talking everything about her existence. Who she dated, how many kids she had, what she did for a living, which was obviously work at fucking McDonald's, making $15.25 an hour.
Nah, that's only in New York.
Nope, they do it around here too.
Bitch, that we are in New York. This was in Massachusetts. Yeah. That's why he's saying that.
Oh.
I'm not gonna front. I kind of would not mind flipping burgers.
It's so easy.
Cleaning the grill, kind of like $15 an hour.
Hear me out. Real easy. Until you get a group of fucking dickheads.
Yeah, no. See, I can't do that shit
every day.
I'm not.
Every day.
I can't work with retards.
Deal with 1,000 people every day, bro. You work with retards every day. Stop lying.
Well, out in the who I deliver to and shit like that sometimes. Yeah, but like my inter office people.
I meant inside the same vehicle as you.
I'm the only one in the vehicle.
Point. Proven. I like that you walked into that. But yeah, he shit talked. It's like the whole night was ruined. The whole fucking night was ruined.
I've had that happen,
dude.
Bro, like,
I was, for him, it was ruined. For me, it made
that's
the evening.
Like the night.
I had Bandit in the back seat. I was laughing so hard for at least 20 minutes straight. I couldn't even see.
Okay, so another fun fact about this trip. Mm-hmm. We pull into a gas station. Christian tells me to throw out my garbage. I go to throw out my garbage, and I pick up the Happy Meal box, and it falls apart.
The whole Happy Meal, the whole bottom of it falls out and dumps onto the fucking floor of my car.
And I'm like, you can't make the fucking box right.
She was the only person there. There was no one else in the drive-thru. Nobody in front of us, nobody behind us. She only had us to take care of. She couldn't have fucked this up more if she was like, I'm going to spit in their food.
Yeah,
I'm going to spit in this dude's food. And the French fries were cold.
Oh, cold and soggy.
So I'm turning around. We're going to McDonald's after this. I know you're making food and shit, but we're going to walk to McDonald's.
You two can do that shit. I got pulled pork.
I lied. I'm not going nowhere.
I told you, dude.
It's mad nice. Do me a favor.
On your phone. Type in Derek Lewis versus Curtis Blaydes and just no sound, just watch this fight for 30 seconds. Do you watch this one with me? This was the one you stayed up for. How fucking the whole night?
Yo, I'm riggedy wrecked.
Riggedy wrecked. Wow. You're fucking weak. You've been living here for a month.
Let's go find a 24-hour ski resort and learn how to ski.
Like, what did you? You never did that either. You never did that last week.
No,
you talked all that shit
on here.
I got one more
week before my new job starts, and I seriously think I'm gonna do it.
You're gonna learn how to ski, James. Do you know how to ski?
I want a snowboard. I own a snowboard. I own brand new shit. Literally been in the box for 6 years.
You
never
own
gone.
A snowboard?
I've never gone.
Yo, can I borrow it?
No, we can go though.
I got.
I'm not doing that. Are you crazy?
Why not?
I have kids, and I like people that you know. They like look at me, and they're like, "Hey, I need you to be able to go to work."
It's fine.
No,
we'll go to Thunder Ridge.
Like, no, we go to what? Why would we go there and not Catamount?
All right, Catamount. Let's go.
I want to go snow tubing.
I'll go.
I'm with it. We'll go snow tubing. I just need to learn how to, you know.
Okay, you watching this?
Oh my ass! I'm getting this. Is the recap shit.
I'm gonna ski.
So while I'm watching this, let's talk about my food escapade one night, right?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about your food escapade, and then I'm gonna give you the backstory of this.
All right. So COVID, right, is a thing. So like, you know, gotta go inside, make your order, go sit in your car. They'll bring it out to you, right? So I go to Domino's and Fishkill.
Domino's, really?
In Fishkill. I was really like Taco Bell. I want a cheesy bread. I want cheesy bread.
I don't really
eat
that
either,
food.
But like the cheesy bread's good.
Not to me. I don't like
that. At where?
Domino's.
So real quick. Mm-hmm. Derek Lewis said, why would I risk $100,000 standing up with a guy that does not have a record? No, not Derek Lewis. Curtis Blade said, why would I risk $100,000 bonus standing up with a guy that doesn't know how to wrestle? Of course I'm going to take him down. Curtis Blades is a great wrestler. That's why he said that. Mm-hmm. And he's going to fight Derek Lewis, who is the definition of the puncher's chance. That's Curtis Blades.
We watched him fight before.
Yes, we've watched him fight before. Fucking get to this fight.
Okay. So, I'm like, yo, can I get a bacon? Cheese bread. No jalapenos.
Oh, blah, God, blah, blah, I can't even gotta believe you have to say that.
Right? I like jalapenos, but I was just not feeling it that night. So she's like, all right, we'll bring it out to you. Should be ready. I said, all right, it should take 7 minutes to go through the fucking oven. I've worked there. Not how this works. 15 minutes go by. I'm like, yeah, they had a couple orders on the screen before me. Whatever. Maybe it's a little bit busy. Fucking Saturday night. Whatever. Damn!
That's not it.
He still punched me in the mouth.
Yeah, so, but it didn't trust me.
20 minutes go by. I see my dude, Tony, who works there. There it is. Dude, right?
If I'm not mistaken.
So I'm like, yo, Tony, can you check on my order for me? He goes, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Goes in, taking mad long. I walk in there. I'm like, yo, bro, I just ordered a cheesy bread. Like, is it on the shelf? It should be done by now. Oh, is this one up here with no name on it? Is this yours? Yeah, bro.
They took care of you good.
So I got home. And I started
they didn't even show it.
And there's no fucking, there's jalapenos in this shit. I asked for no jalapenos. It wasn't cooked all the way through. It just, like, it ruined my
total night. Half-assed. Yeah,
bro. Hate that shit.
Dude, that shit's not cheap. It's not cheap.
Nah, fuck that place, though.
You know, it's not cheap. And when they fuck it up, it really hurts. Because, you know, you can't go back. You can't be like, hey, you fucked up.
Because then you're going to sit there for
this
how long
the
anyway?
This is the knockout right here. Press play.
They're going to spit on it or they're going to mess with it.
They have a bunch of new people working in the one in Fishkill. And he just hit him in the face. He went into it.
This is the thing. Curtis Blades is a wrestler. So he was shooting for the double leg. Derek Lewis knew that because Derek Lewis is a knockout artist and he knows that that's what people are going to do. So he hit him with the uppercut. Fucking annihilated him, dude. Annihilated
that
him.
That guy folded over hit him, like a chair.
Hit him so fucking hard. I would never want someone to ever, like, you can't get hit harder by a truck. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's blue. Like, his lips are blue. Like,
yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, he died a little.
He died a little bit.
Yeah, he died a little bit there.
And then this is the best part. Not only did he do that, but Derek Lewis was like, don't worry, at the end of February, I got a lot of memes for Curtis Blades, but I'm going to give him a break from Black History Month. Damn. And then the other, somebody got his phone number and called him up and was like, Curtis Blades, you got knocked the fuck out, you bitch. Bro, how do you say that? How do you say that to a UFC fighter? How the fuck do you say that? That takes some fucking balls, man.
In Sports Illustrated, it was a long time ago and I remember reading it. It's called an article called The Anatomy of a Knockout. Guy who got knocked out real good.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Top one.
Your wife has been kidnapped and is being held in a location 30 minutes away. You're driving to her rescue. It's a warm night and your windows are down. Do you listen to music on the drive? There, yes or no? Probably.
Yeah.
I'll probably put something amped up on.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Probably put something up.
Like Danger Zone or something crazy.
No, with you, you're going to be like, I need to fucking Doors. No. Some stupid Riders fucking mellow
storm?
Shit.
Yeah,
Riders on the Storm. I'm going to listen to like Megadeth or something really loud with all the windows down. And I'm going to be hanging out the sunroof with an axe that's on fire. And I'm going to be twirling
like
on a rope. No, I'm going to be standing on the car with a rope to the cruise control at 65, just going. And there's a chain on the steering wheel, and I'm pulling it to turn, and I'm leaning. It looks like Mad Max, but in the Subaru. But, so tonight, Jordino Rosenstrike, baby! Jordino Rosenstrike! And he has got to fight a serious motherfucker. Cyril Gain? I can't really say his fucking name, but he's gigantic. They're both heavyweights and they're huge, huge human beings.
Fatties fight in a while.
Bro, these guys aren't fat, dude. They got six packs.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you know, they're bigger.
They got big six packs. These guys are scary. Jordino Rosenstrike did get knocked out by Francis Ngannou really badly. Where are you going? Why? No, you're not leaving the table. No. I'll hit you with his grinder.
That hurts. Throw a Pokeball at this man.
Gotta catch them all.
Okay.
Crunchy man.
Snorlax.
I don't have any more.
What?
Dude, you are such a nerd.
No, I don't have any more.
Oh, it's out there on the on my on
this
my,
was a Christmas present, and it's probably the fucking coolest Christmas present I've ever gotten.
Bro, yeah. He left it at my house for 7 months. Don't let him fool you. Like,
I'm mad about it. We weren't friends for 7 months. It wasn't a fucking text.
The fucked up part is the day, 2 or 3 days before we started talking or you came over,
yeah.
I was like, I don't even want this thing anymore, and I threw it in my garbage, and like the garbage can just sat there, and I was like, fuck, now I'm talking to him, and I pulled it out. And then you came over and I didn't give it to you because we forgot about it. And it stayed here continuously. Yeah. Where are you going? You're not allowed to leave. This is rude.
Excuse me, sir.
Goulash, bandit. Relax and lay down. It's okay. Oh, Reese's. Only for you, not for us, huh?
Fucking
joke. I don't want some. Your fucking dirty hands touch them.
Wash your butt.
Sorry,
you do have to take a shower.
I will.
Before you leave tomorrow, and then once you get back.
Okay, fine. That's fine. I'll do that.
Where's mine? Oh, never mind.
What else happened? There was something. There had to be something else that was hilarious. Oh yeah, this is the other thing. When he got into this mood, he was like wanting to kill everything. Like he was like, drive up on cross over on the double yellows, and I'll throw my fucking soda at him to just a person driving in front of us. They weren't even doing anything.
Remember on our way up there, because we thought that guy was going to the same place we were.
Oh my god, yeah. He goes, if he goes to the same place as us, I'm gonna tell him, hi friend, we followed you all the way here from New York, and I wanted to tell you that your taillight is out.
Yeah. Try to flash our lights at you several times, you know, to be courteous.
But the way that he did it was super aggressive.
Yeah.
Super fucking weird. So it was just creepy.
Like parking right next to him and jumping out of the car before he gets a chance to open his door. Like,
and then when he turned off, I rolled down my window and was like, yo, you got a taillight out.
Yeah, it's too funny.
But he was in the middle of nowhere.
Do you guys, like, flash your lights if you go past the cop?
No.
Like, no, like, yeah, if you pass a cop afterwards, do you, like, let the people coming the opposite way know there's a cop up ahead?
Always. No. Do they ever do that for me? No.
Sometimes people do, but honestly, yeah. I don't do that. You know why? Because if they're doing something dumb, they get pulled over, and I keep going.
Well, if they're doing something dumb, they're also going the opposite way.
Turkey, you're right. The cops can go that way.
I also have a radar detector, so...
Yeah, me too.
I'm not really worried about it.
It's noisy AF.
Bro, I don't want to hear shit from you about
it's great when you're doing,
checking.
You know, a million miles an hour down the highway. And...
I don't even go that fast. That's
I don't either, bro. I'm old.
I'm going to buy a Vespa.
If you buy a Vespa, I swear to God I'm going to push you off of it.
Batman on a little bike.
I'm not that fat.
I know.
How much do you weigh?
I just weighed myself. But, like, being on a Vespa, you look
fatter. And I weigh 275 right now.
So 5 pounds under 280, which is what you said.
Yeah, I was around 288, and now I'm 275.
Have you ever watched My 1,000-Pound Life?
No, never.
Or the 1,000-Pound Sisters?
No,
they
that's
got
so gross.
They got
so gross. I don't even want to talk about
they
that.
They got fat on their foreheads. They're famous.
Oh,
and they're hilarious.
Like, how do you have, like, I got a wrinkle. No, I got a pinch.
You got
a
little bit of fat.
I had a neighbor.
Yeah.
Top left side.
When I lived in Poughkeepsie, across the street from me. I was like 10.
His neighbor is going to be
fun of
fucking
chick,
glorious. We
I
can't tell if it's a guy
now,
or a girl.
But like, we used to say she had elephantitis because her ankles like folded over her feet. I was thinking about it.
Oh,
it's gross. Yeah, it's like this fat, bro.
Yark, 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 like a hippo. Yark,
yes.
Yark, yark.
That's bad.
It was bad.
Like a rhino. Yark. Blark.
I could see you coming out of a fucking rhino's ass like Ace Ventura.
I feel like if they were to remake Ace Ventura, they should use a fat guy. Why not Crunchy?
Dude, did you see the Adam Sandler?
Come here. Sit down.
Right. Thing
hold
on Twitter? 4 in the morning.
You were. All
right, we're back. So yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened, but something happened. And I can't explain it. I don't know what we were talking about. But we were talking about
fire.
Something. What about fire?
Fire.
What fire?
The fire.
though. You're, of course you are, because you're a fucking weirdo. Dick. So.
Yes.
How is this new Switch? What's new about it besides the color? 12-hour battery life?
Yeah.
That's well, it?
The one that was made after 2019 has
a
little battery life, slightly brighter screen.
I don't need a brighter screen. The processing
is faster. It doesn't get as hot. Like, it lasts
Sounds
longer.
Like shit. That The it's only thing that matters is that it lasts longer. To
I mean, to be fair, this is also the only Switch itself that's a different color. Because all the other special edition Switches, the Switch itself is still black.
Yeah, hers is black, but it has images on it. Which is cool. What do you mean, nerd? Shut the fuck up. Listen. Come closer. Come on. Come on. Come on. You want me to take your blood sugar? I'll take your blood sugar right now.
You're poking I'll take your... with that thing, you're going to bleed. You're going to miss and kick you in the eye.
I'm dying as I'm trying to do this. I will take your blood sugar right here and right now, fatty. Come on.
No. Come on. I'm bobbing and weaving.
That's all you got, though. You can't do anything besides bobbing and weaving.
I'm ducking. Bob.
Turducking.
How was that pulled pork, guys?
Well.
It's good.
Oh, my God.
It was good, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's really good at cooking.
She is.
You cooked.
I didn't do anything. I did that. I did the mac and cheese. She did the pulled pork. She did the pulled pork. I didn't. I said I wanted it. That was the extent of it.
I mean, yeah.
I'm pretty good at picking meals. That's about it. So when what is it gonna take?
What?
So that I could take it.
Never, I'll never do it.
Why not?
Do what?
If you get me a Nintendo DS that I can hook up to the
Stop TV, doing that on the table.
I'll do it.
A Switch?
Yeah, a Switch.
I can get you a Switch.
Okay.
Stop looking at my Switch.
What's that? I didn't even look at your Switch. What do you mean?
Stop looking at my Switch.
You wanna know what's fucked up? Is as much as I like that color. I'm still so attached to my custom backplate that I'm like, I don't even care.
You have a custom backplate on yours?
Yeah, what do you mean, dickhead? I put that on myself.
Well, you can change the back easily. That's what I watched some dude do that on
YouTube. Yeah, it's not as easy as it is.
This man has millions of followers. He disclaimers this is not a tutorial how to do this. And then on his video showing that he bought a custom backplate and changed it out, he pulls up someone else's YouTube video tutorial to show him how to do it. Don't you think he would have watched that before making his own video?
Yeah, probably, because he's a fucking moron. I'm telling you right now, it's not as easy as it looks.
Right, but like, as
but it's also not super hard.
No, it's really not.
See, Gain. His name is
take all the buttons off.
Cyril Gain. Gain, something like that. G-A-N-E, but it's pronounced weird.
Who won the other one?
What other one?
Hernandez?
No, they're still going at it right now. They're in the final round. Oh, yeah, now we got the fights on the TV. So we're going to be watching fights for a few minutes. But to be honest, it looks like Hernandez is just walking into punches and kicks. Because he's just getting hit.
He's not going down.
Well, no. He might.
He'll be blocking those
with he did. He did get his ass kicked the last time he fought, I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember at all.
The last time I saw him fight, I should say.
This is not a lightweight bout. Neither one of these guys are fighting for the belt anytime soon, I tell you that much.
No. He's not even ranked.
I mean, no, neither one of them are ranked. But they're both better than me, and they're better than everybody else here, but they're not like... I hate saying this, that the lightweight division is as stagnant as it is, it still has the most depth. Because anybody in the top five can be the champion. And then there's the Khabib.
And there's the Khabib.
The Khabib. That's how I would call him. He owns his own fight organization now. He is the Khabib.
He owns his own fight organization?
Yeah, Eagle FC.
Eagle FC.
Yeah. Eagle. Out in the Middle East. Ooh.
He's just punching the face out of
Middle Eastern guys.
Mostly, yeah. They're all like real serious fucking dudes too. Like, he's like the Dana White of that organization. Mm. You know?
I guess it's big.
It was Gorilla FC before he bought it and he changed the name.
I guess it's...
I want to see somebody get knocked out tonight. That's what I'm in the mood for, especially after you with all your shit talking last night.
Yeah.
I should have went for his blood sugar last night. I'm going to buy my own diabetes kit just to get him.
It's fine. Just give me a Switch.
I'm not going to give you anything. I'm just going to take the blood.
He might be saving your life.
No. He doesn't have insurance. So the theory is that I'm going to take his blood sugar and then he's going to know about the problem, and he's going to worry.
Freak out,
and he's, there's nothing he can do about it. Yeah, and to me, no. This is the fucked up part. This is the fucked up part. To me, that's the funny part.
Yeah.
That he's going to freak out about it, and there's nothing he can do. He's just going to be pacing back at a finished trailer like, fuck, sugar, diabetic coma. Because, like, dude, he eats. The way that this guy eats, he eats, and then he just sleeps for 2 hours. Like, if I'm going to give him a fucking little...
My man is like Sandy from SpongeBob when she hibernates.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to give him a ball of sugar after we're done with this as a reward and a payment for doing this. And he's going to be like...
What is he, Seabiscuit? He gets a fucking sugar cube and a carrot.
Seabiscuit works hard. He doesn't. And he doesn't even get the carrot. He gets the sugar cube. You know who he is?
He's the fucking Goomba from Mario Brothers.
No, he's the pig. He's the Goomba from Mario Brothers.
You've ever seen the live action Mario Brothers movie from the 90s?
Do you want to know? I don't want to be mean, but do you want to know who you look like? You ever see Rocky Dennis? I look
like the guy from fucking Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
You look like an Amish person.
That's the beard.
It's the way your beard grows in now. It doesn't. That's really annoying. Why don't you have.
I don't know. That's it.
You need to get ricin poison. If you get poisoned with ricin, you grow hair.
No, that's not true.
No, it is. Because he works with ricin poison.
Well, put it on your head and then come back to me in a month.
I wouldn't do it. It was a joke.
What do we have him for?
No, I need him alive, too.
I don't work with ricin.
No?
It was on one of the slides.
So then why the fuck are they asking you about it? Why, if you don't work with it...
I don't know.
Did you tell them that? Did you go, why the fuck are you asking me about this if I don't work with this? This is stupid.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, what I needed to learn was in, like, 2 hours. Like, it was 8 hours. It was, like, 6 hours.
It was an 8 hour... Filler bullshit. 8 hour... More like slide, whether slide.
So check this out, right? We had to do new learning shit.
Well, that's because you're disgusting and you were doing other things on your phone.
Yeah. So, like, you got to get this e-learning shit every year we got to redo, right? The first course on the e-learning, the new e-learning setup site that they just came out with for Mercedes, the first learning thing you have to do is one that tells you about how to go into the system, the webpage, and get to the courses to take.
That's hilarious.
So in order to get to the first one that teaches you how to get to the first one, you have to already know what you're doing.
Fight's over. I think the guy in the black won.
I don't know.
At my job, I can probably pull it up right now.
How much did you work last week with the snow?
Me?
Yeah. Well, not this past week. It just passed the week before. Because this week
was
beautiful.
I was off, I think... 2 days that week, but I think I was off because I had a doctor's appointment and shit.
Because I took off, was it Thursday and Friday it was snowing?
All my books for school, for my job, are right here.
Damn.
So that's how they want to teach us from now on.
Thursday and Friday last
week. Bro, you're fine. Keep talking.
I took a half day, left at 12:30. But I still got paid for the other 4 hours, right? I took sick days for those half days. And still made more.
They're than kissing. Oh, broke your neck. Homophobe. He snapped his neck to turn. It was like, yeah, baby. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? Hear me out on this scenario.
Nope.
Brothers, like Nick Diaz and Nate Diaz, but they were raised by a dad who had them kiss each other on the lips, and after they fought, they kissed each other on the lips. What would you do watching that? How would you feel?
I mean,
what if you didn't know that it was like just a family thing?
I would assume it was a family thing.
I would assume that they were fucking.
Well, that's kind of.
I'm assuming the worst though. Like, come on, why wouldn't I? Oh, look who won!
I won.
I don't even know if he actually won. We got no sound.
He totes one. They don't carry the loser on the shoulders.
Did they do the arm raise yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. He won.
And now
Bruce Buffer looks dope.
The picture for the gym.
mean, I don't kiss my mother on the lips, so that's weird.
Bro, I only kiss my wife on the lips.
Yeah.
She's the only person I kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
Nobody else. Nobody else.
I seen you kiss Bandy on the lips.
Bro, have you seen me punch you in the face?
Yeah, that one time.
Yeah, that one time. Yeah, yeah, that one time.
You see this tooth?
Those, both of them?
See that I just want to push back a little bit?
Yeah.
So, I was showing my boy. Where we were, you know, just fucking around, like, we were rolling blunt, fucking around, like, hitting each other shit.
Dumbass. Stupid.
And I hit him in the face. Like, yeah, I didn't try, like, dummy. It was on accident. Like, I didn't, like, mean to connect with him. And he just went, bop, punched me in the mouth.
Good. You deserved it.
And I was like, yeah, you want to smoke this blunt now? He goes, yeah.
Sure, you deserved it. Hey, can you tell us a story about your mom? Because you've got some Tell James the story about when you got your first car.
Okay, so I got my first car.
Tell him how you got your first car.
Who'd you suck?
No, nobody. His grandfather hooked him up.
Word?
Yeah, he gave me $100 and took me down to the city to play chess. I forget the name of the park. I was smart at one point in my life.
Before the drugs.
Sideways. I guess just stupid. But anyway.
He started smoking weed. Like, legitimately, this is what happens when you smoke weed.
Man, I turned that.
I don't know, man. I smoke a lot of weed.
I smoked a lot of weed and I was fine. Over, but my point is, he just go.
Over 2 weekends, I turned that 100 into like 450. And that was enough for me to get my first car.
Spill that.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to kill you.
So, and you're good at chess?
I was at one point.
He sucks now.
Yeah, no, I have mashed potato brains now. Yeah.
Water on the brain. So, continue. He turned $100 into like $450.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got my car. I drove up. I forget where. That pizza place.
So good.
And then,
Oh my god.
Long story short, I drove my car through the front door of the house.
Not like a little bit. Not like you're thinking like he just hit the front door. No.
Like,
no.
Like into the side of the house, like crashed through, like done.
The front door.
His mom was locked in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Pinched
in the bathroom.
I gotta pee and get out of the bathroom.
No, it gets better. Please continue.
You throw that bitch in reverse and try to back it out.
Continue.
So later that night, I'm sleeping. My mom and dad was screaming and yelling at me, and I'm just sitting there like, he's threatening to call the cops on me and tell me I shouldn't have my license, I should have my license revoked, and I need to give him money. Otherwise, he's gonna call the cops.
Oh, you go through the house, yeah.
No, it gets so much. He's like 16, man.
And, fucking kids. He wanted a grand for me, and I didn't have a grand. Everything I had went into a car.
And this is before he smoked weed.
Yeah.
He had never smoked weed yet.
I didn't smoke weed until I was like 25.
Yep. This is 10 years of weed smoking.
But anyway.
It gets so much better. Dude, it gets so much better.
My mom. Everything's fine. It's normal. It's cool. And then the night after the tax assessor comes.
The tax assessor?
Yeah, not the tax assessor. The fucking
insurance
company.
Fucking weirdo.
The crap out of me with a frying pan in my sleep.
Ooh, mother.
So,
cast iron.
Beat him with a cast iron frying pan.
Oh, frying pan. Like, and he's broke my back. She hit me like twice.
She hit you in the head too?
No, she hit me once in the back and like 3 or 4 times in the ass.
She spanked you with a fucking frying pan.
So, I can't. No, it makes it worse because
sure it does.
I wanted to have the illusion of being neat and tidy. So what I used to do was, I used to make my bed like once a week, change the sheets once a week, and I would get in a sleeping bag and then just jump on top of the sheets.
Mm-hmm. She beat his ass. Bags. while and you're sleeping in a sleeping bag.
I couldn't get out. I had no recourse.
Nowhere to go. Limbs. He had nowhere to go.
You're fucked.
Oh, my.
He was basically in a burlap sack while she beat him with a frying pan.
And I was so mad. I got up in my mom's face.
You just see that? Like, get the fucking clip like this.
She goes like, "You're dumb. You know what you're doing right now? You're making sure you don't sleep good the rest of your fucking life. That's what you're doing."
She said that to you?
Yeah, she's like, "I can do this shit whenever. I wake up way before you do." So,
bro, she was wild to him.
And then she said, "Fuck around, find out."
No way. Yeah, no. This part, he just came up with.
No, guys, he's been obsessed with this
all day.
Find out.
What about your theory? Your theory about the kids that were born in the fuck around time, but they grew up in the find out time?
Oh yeah, they were born. Yeah. I'm part of the generation. I read this on the internet. I'm part of the generation that was born at the tail end of fuck around generation. And I get to grow up in the find out generation.
The late 80s?
Well,
yeah.
Same. You guys are the same age. So I have you both on together. So you guys can talk about the same gay shit. But of course, you're like, "I'm a Mortal Kombat player." And you're like, "Gotta catch him. Pokemon. Fucking monsters. Schmegma?
Sugma.
What is Sugma? Sugma dick?
Yeah.
Sugma dick? Okay.
Oh,
present it.
Suck my ass.
Present it.
No thanks.
12, yeah, because you know I'd put his thumb up your ass. And make you clinch.
Your dick's many.
You got any other stories about your mom?
No.
I don't believe it.
I hit my mom in the face with corn on the cob one day.
My mom did a wheelie on a...
Twice in my life.
My mom was in the backseat of a lawnmower and did a wheelie and smashed her head on the ground.
Yes.
My mom was a party animal, though. Before she, grew up.
Oh my God!
I can't wait for these two to fight.
Yeah,
why do you have a headache?
I don't know. Probably my blood sugar's massive.
Do you want a blood sugar test? Do we make sure?
No, I want to get poked? DS.
Why do you keep saying, "I'll get you a DS"? I think I have one. I think I have an extra DS somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah. How a DS isn't a Switch. I want to take your blood sugar.
No, I want a Switch.
It's too late. You said DS. That's the deal. That's a deal. No lies. No lying in my house. You're going to get your blood sugar taken for free. Yeah, because you're in the back room. You're too far away. Stop being a whiny little baby. All right, everybody. Go watch Rosenstrike versus Gain because I think it's going to be fun, and I can't say his name right. Crunchy's mom used to abuse him with frying pans, and James beat his mom with fucking vegetables. That was weird. You slipped that in, too. You thought I didn't notice that. You hit your mom with corn on the cob. Why?
Yeah,
I was mad young.
How young is mad young?
I don't know, 14 or 15.
Jesus, no.
Dude, that's not that young. That's too old. That's too old to be doing things like that. She should have shot you. She should have shot you with a fucking soda can gun. Like a potato gun, but modified to shoot full cans of soda.
So my mom is verbally and mentally abusive.
Yeah, all moms are. That's their job. His mom hit him with a frying pan.
Yeah, my mom wasn't like that. No.
Yeah, my mom stabbed
me. My mom said some shit to me, and I don't know. I got pissed off at her, and I just literally picked up my half corn on the cob. It was like a half one.
You threw it?
And I chucked it at her.
In the head?
I wasn't aiming. It was just kind of one of those, you grab something, just throw it.
Yeah, in the head?
I hit her in the head.
Back of the head or face?
Face.
Oh, my God. Dude.
I felt so bad. Dude. I wasn't trying to, hit her. I was just pissed.
Just wanted to throw it at her and scare her. I fucking took an eyeball. His mom's got the same fake eye that Michael Bisping has.
No, that's that kid. From the Chico.
You're so fucking bad.
He had cancer. I'm glad he survived. Lost an eye, but
he's a pirate, bro. What the fuck do you mean? He's gonna kill it. He wanted to sleep with a girl who's, and God, fucking forgive me for this one. Everybody just forgive me for this one right now. Her kid had cancer, so they had to take his eyeball. So I make the joke that he's a pirate.
least he's not a butt.
Even he's like, oh, Jesus, you don't know that. What does his real dad do to him?
What is he?
Oh, I don't care. That's on him.
He's a butt pirate.
No, fuck you. Yeah, fuck you. You gotta make a joke. You gotta make a joke too.
I can't.
I farted.
I don't find he is the joke. Funny.
Huh?
He is the joke.
He is the joke, right? That's what happens. Crunchy's got a fake eye.
Imagine.
And he's a butt pirate.
Yo, Shmee, calm down.
Shmee. He just called you him, but fat.
Who's Shmee? From Captain Hook.
I don't know who Shmee is. I don't remember Shmee. You gonna pull this one up?
Yeah.
All right, folks. I'm gonna go make fun of my friends not on recordings. Y'all have a good night.